Welcome to Voices in Between, the podcast with international voices on education and diversity. This is Christoph Knoblauch meeting educational experts and discussing perspectives in between ideas of true and false. Hello everybody, this is another episode of our podcast on diversity education. I'm at the University of Tübingen today with Professor Buchanan from Australia, a very special guest who will give us a profound insight into religious education in Australia. Professor Buchanan, could you please give us a short summary of religious education in Australia? What does it look like?
Yes, I'd be happy to do that. Thank you. Religious education in Australia isn't part of the state curriculum or national curriculum. So you'll find that in most of our schools, approximately 67% of our schools are state-owned and run schools, and religious education isn't taught as part of that curriculum. Now, 34% of our schools are private schools, and approximately 99% of those are faith-based schools, so they're religiously affiliated, and these schools quite often elect to teach religious education. 20% of those schools, approximately, would be Catholic, and just under 14% would be of other Christian denominations, and then there'd be a very small percentage of Jewish and Muslim schools and other traditions. So each of those schools have the right to teach religious education, and most of them would elect to teach what we would call a faith-based religious education, because generally the students that would be attracted to those schools would come from the faith tradition to which the school is aligned with. Now, having said that, my expertise is in Catholic education. A number of Catholic schools and other Christian schools would have students from other religious backgrounds and some students and families who would identify as having no religion at all. So the question of what does religious education look like in Australia, it's taught in faith-based schools and generally taught according to the tradition of that school. There are challenges associated with that.
What would you say are the main challenges and issues and goals? Mm. Plus, who's responsible for the curriculum then?
Good. I'll answer the second question first.
Please.
Who's responsible for the curriculum? Some schools are organised themselves with bureaucratic systems. So, for example, in Catholic education in Melbourne, there are 28 dioceses. And each one obviously is headed by a bishop or archbishop who is ultimately responsible for all things Catholic in the name of the church in their diocese. And so the larger ones like Melbourne would have a Catholic education office which has hundreds of people working there, and they would have a division who would write the curriculum for the schools. And so forth. The Lutheran schools do similar. The Uniting Church schools do similar, and the Anglican. So they usually have a bureaucratic body that oversees what they do. Now, in Australia, as I mentioned, there are 28 Catholic dioceses. You could have 28 different religious education curricula running throughout the country,
right?
Which can present problems, but the way the church is set up, it's up to the bishop to decide what sort of religious education they want in their diocese.
All right. May I have another question about the curriculum? Mm. Does the state of Australia has any say about the religious education curriculum in private schools, or is it completely left to the church?
It's a good question. I'd say it's pretty much left to the church, because if we keep in mind that Australia is a secular country, and it states in section 116 of the Constitution that the state shall not establish a religion. And in the time of colonial Australia, in the 1870s, the colonial governments around the now known Australia saw to it that that education would be free, secular and compulsory. So religion didn't get a look in those schools. So the state is really interested in making sure that all the other aspects of the curriculum are taught in the school.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm. The first question was, main issues, challenges and goals of religious education in Australia.
It's a really good one. The challenges change according to the times and generations. One of the biggest challenges at the moment for many religiously affiliated schools, but I'm really going to talk out of the Catholic school context, is how do you teach a catechetical model of religious education to a school population where 33% of the students in Catholic schools across Australia would not identify as Catholic, and out of the 67% that identify as Catholic, their level of identification could be as simple as they were baptised a Catholic. The percentage that would have a connection to the Catholic tradition outside of the school community would be very, very small.
Right.
And so if you tried to teach religion from the perspective that all students are believers, it's not going to be effective. So one of the biggest challenges we're facing in Australia, which is the same around the world, is how do we offer a religious education curriculum in the school that is respectful of all students in the school, while at the same time allows them to encounter the tradition to which the school stands for.
All right.
So that's one big challenge. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of other big ones. We have a real challenge in trying to fill all religious education classes in a Catholic school with qualified religious education teachers. Probably there are some reasons for that. One is that every religious education is taught at every year level, so need a lot of teachers. Another reason is because religious education isn't part of the national curriculum or state curriculum. Not many universities are interested in training teachers for religious education. So the major provider, there's one main university, and there are two universities that offer a religious education program mm. to train teachers, but probably each year, say in the secondary, say using Melbourne, you might have 90 trained secondary teachers a year. but there might be 1,000 positions that need to be filled.
Right.
So that becomes problematic when you're putting a teacher in front of a class to teach religious education and they're not skilled or qualified to do it.
Of course, yeah.
So that's a big challenge too.
If you could name one main goal of religious education in Australia and beyond, what would that be?
Well, in the Catholic tradition, the main goal would be to transform lives and to make Jesus known in the world, but possibly through encountering the Catholic tradition. So for our 33% of students who identify as other than Catholic, they've chosen and their families have chosen to come to a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. It would be a disservice of us if we're not allowing them to encounter the very faith stances which we live by. Now, that doesn't mean that we want to change their religion. We want to be respectful of who they are and be respectful of their beliefs and values. But at the same time, hopefully through dialogue and encounter, those students can come to know why this school is inspired by the teachings of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also for our own, all students are ours, but for those who identify as Catholic, for some of those, the encounter may be to just to come to know Jesus. For some, it might be an experience of re-evangelisation, and for some, it may be received as a deeper experience of catechesis.
Okay. Right. Thank you so much for this insight into Australia and into religious education in general. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much for listening. Looking forward to meet you back on Voices in Between.